No, not as yet. No, we're still in negotiations at the moment. But I'm confident we'll get a deal done, and that he'll be with Panthers for a fair while. I have nothing to do with the Ivan Cleary situation at all.
Okay. And the talk that he would be obviously at the Tigers for the next two seasons and see out his contract and come there.
Well, like I say, I'm not involved with that, and I haven't been involved with that since day one. But like I said, on 100% footy, I don't see any need to change what we've been doing for the last 5 or 6 weeks. I've been very impressed with our. With Cameron Seraldo and the academy staff, and we threw everything in our academy at the NRL preparation over the last 4 or 5 weeks of the over the last 4 or 5 rounds.
Yep.
They did an excellent job, outstanding job, in fact. Really impressed with them.
So does that mean Cameron Seraldo will stay on as coach next year?
I see no reason why not.
Six Tackles with Gus, the podcast there with James Bracey on the Nine Network. And just, yeah, you were... Look, it's not a G-up, right? You were actually listening to Gus. He was chatting, and the quote is, I have nothing to do with the Ivan Cleary situation. I'm not involved. Well, there's lots of questions to come out of that. One, if you believe it, 1353 53, you can have a chat with us. And Dean Bulldog Ritchie from the Daily Telegraph joins us as well, along with Laurie Daly, myself, TK, and we're going to take your calls on 1353 53. But make of it what you will. Good morning, Bulldog.
Yeah, good morning, TK. Good morning, Laurie.
Good morning,
just
TK.
Just a mess, isn't it?
Do you reckon anyone out there believes Gus?
No. Dave O'Neill, the Panthers chairman, was the original suitor of Ivan, but certainly Gus knows. I mean, it's just ridiculous to suggest it.
Hold on, the lights don't go on out there.
He's a general manager of football.
Right? Yeah, that's right.
If he doesn't know, well, then there's issues.
Imagine if he didn't know something was going on. He found out.
Can you imagine?
I love the straight face, though, when he said it last night.
He just gave nothing away. It was just a front foot
God
forward,
bless him.
Got the bat in front of the pad.
God bless him. One of the best. One of the best. Anyway.
There are so many questions out there, guys. Many questions, aren't there? And there's just not enough answers.
Look, the positive news there is it does look 90% done, the deal with Nathan. And, of course, we've been speculating about this for weeks and weeks and weeks. If they get the deal done, where does that leave the poor old West Tigers along with their coach in Ivan Cleary?
Well, the question is now, if they've nailed down Nathan, do they now need Ivan? They've got what they wanted. They wanted the star halfback. They've got him long-term.
That'd be part of the deal, though.
It probably would be. There's also speculation laws out there that there may be a clause in Nathan's contract as of 2021. He can leave if, in fact, Ivan isn't the coach out there. So it's very intertwined. It's very tangled. It's messy. It's been that from the very beginning. You'd hardly call it a clean cut from Anthony Griffin. But the compensation is certainly on the cards. From the Tigers' point of view, I'm hearing it could be up to $1 million that they're looking to ask Penrith to let Ivan Cleary go right now.
Don't worry about the money. I'd take players. Because as much as you may well like the West Tigers...
Depends what your salary cap is.
I don't think they've got a competitive enough team to make an impact in the comp. So the money's not going to help you. You want some players.
We discussed it on the show a few weeks back. Do you really want a bloke in charge of your club in 2020 who's doing recruitment and retention for another club? Yeah. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
But the other thing is, though, too, and a listener has just texted in, where does Ivan sit if Seraldo wins a comp in the next 2 years?
Well, so much can happen in 2 years in rugby league. What happens if he gets them to the top four and jags a comp next year?
Well, do you know what
do you then say to Ivan the deal's off
Jobbo
again?
82. But that's...
Well, what I would say is, well, that's what we've employed Cameron to do. What? We've employed him to win a comp.
Yeah, but surely he'd have
so
to.
So if he achieves that, good luck to him.
And then you move him on.
He's a premiership winning coach. He'll get a gig.
I mean, should the West Tigers go, okay, enough's enough, Ivan, go now. We're over the instability.
The Tigers.
Well, they've got the whip hand at the moment, Loz, because they've got the contract for Ivan Cleary. But they've got the whip hand. I mean, Michael Maguire sitting out there, I heard you talk about him this morning, is Adam O'Brien, the assistant from Melbourne, who most believed to be the next coach in waiting. So there's options for them out there, but it's up to the Tigers whether they want to cause more dramas and more headlines, or they just try and stay stable. But this isn't going away. This is not going away.
No.
For both clubs. It's just an absolute mess, and I'm surprised.
Yeah, well, it could go away.
How?
If Ivan extends his contract at the West Tigers.
I don't think he's going to do that.
Extends time. Further.
Hmm. That's how he could put an end to it. He could say, well, I'm here for the long haul, boys. I'm signing.
I mean, it's fairly clear, reading between the lines, that Ivan wants to go back to Penrith.
I can't believe you'd want to go back when they'd sack you.
Well, it is male that he doesn't cop Gus that much, given what happened. And I get that. If some bloke punts you, well, then you're hardly on his Christmas card list, yeah. Are you?
Well, that's what I would have thought. I would have thought, why would you go back? Because 1 or 2 years into the deal, if it's 4 or 5 years and you haven't had success, they'll turn around and punt you again.
That's a bit of speculation.
You look tired.
You look tired, yeah.
You'd be getting plenty of sleep, I know that.
There is some speculation.
Coming fresh.
And it's only a speculation, I should say, guys, that the combined deal between Ivan and Nathan over a long period is worth about $10 million. So there's some big bickies going on out there for the Clearys. So no wonder Ivan is balking at the whole situation.
I think Nathan's handled it pretty well so far, and unfortunately it's going to be a pretty difficult predicament for Ivan now to handle at the West Tigers, and it's a difficult one for the West Tigers, difficult one for the Gold Coast Titans as well.
This could make or break Penrith, though, the decision to sign both of them on that bigger deal. Don't worry. Don't worry about that. If the coach and the star player are getting a lot of money,
oh,
and they don't have success,
you're talking
discontent. Things can unravel very quickly.
Who do you get rid of? The star player or the star coach?
Well, that leads to more questions. But what I'm saying is it's a bit of a risk.
Is there a general feeling out there that there's a lot of commotion over a coach that hasn't achieved a lot in rugby league? In that, yes, he got the Warriors to a GF, but his success rate at West Tigers is 42%.
Yeah.
It's not... there's a lot of...
and his success dramas. Rate... yeah, his success not, rate Wayne at Penrith Bennett when he was Craig there Bellamy. Wasn't great either.
No. Or the Warriors.
Was less than
he's, 50%. He's about 50% all up. And I'm not going to sit here and
that's
say
that's about
can't
what you
coach.
Get, though, mate, by the way.
No, yeah. He's under 50%.
Yeah. Overall?
Overall.
Well, then there you go.
Yeah,
so he was over 50 at the Warriors, he was less than 50 at Penrith, and he's less than 50 at the Tigers.
Can I just say, what he did with the West Tigers this year was phenomenal.
Well, Tico, I wouldn't say phenomenal. They didn't make the finals.
No, they missed out by what a game. But in saying that, they were wooden spoon favourites.
We still didn't get them there in my eyes.
Didn't get them to the final. No. So, yes, they've had a decent year.
But
you've got to remember, right, after 6 or 7 rounds, they were travelling really well.
I think
so they fell into a hole. They fell into a hole, so...
yeah, but you could take into account their roster, guys.
Yeah.
You're not chambered at the bit to get hold of the West Tigers,
they're spending the same amount of money as everyone else.
Oh, here we go.
Well, they are.
If you've got a 16-team comp and 8 get through, if you don't make the finals, that's a failure.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a failure.
That's true.
Yeah.
And the other compensation factor, guys, is obviously Gold Coast with Tyrone Peachy. There's another situation that's going to arise involving the Panthers.
So just backtracking on that for our listeners and our viewers, Bulldog, he signed the long-term contract. I'm told $650,000, which is a lot of money for Tyrone Peachy. Since then, he's played Origin. Hasn't set the world on alight since then, by the way. Wants out. They're trying to negotiate.
I spoke to the Titans yesterday, and they said if he's not here, he's not playing football next year.
That's fair enough.
So they are holding their ground. How long they can hold their ground for, Loz, depends on what they want to do in regards to can they have a player not playing who's taking up a $650,000 chunk of your salary cap.
Well, Tyrone Peachy's management, Sam Ayoub, he's saying that they shopped Tyrone around without his knowledge.
Well, then should he be his manager?
Well, what he's saying was they signed a deal with the Gold Coast and then the Gold Coast, behind their back, started to shop him around.
So they're
without
blaming
their knowledge.
They're blaming the Gold Coast.
So they're blaming the Gold Coast, yeah.
Well, someone's telling Porky Pies here.
Yeah.
Someone's telling Porky Pies. Yeah.
But that's what usually happens in a situation like this. There's two sides to the story, and you've got to come up with the right sort of decision and what you think is correct. But obviously he's made it clear that he doesn't want to go Tyrone Peachy, but I believe you stick to your dig, go up there, and if you want to take action, well, you take action, but you've got to hold firm the Gold Coast Titans, I think, on this one.
Huge drama. That was a massive press conference for Sam Burgess. It was quite extraordinary. Sam sort of saying he can't wait for the truth to come out, which is his side of the story. For legal reasons, Bulldog, he wasn't able to give his side of the story fully the other day at the press conference. But I don't know whether it is going to be cleared up in the space of 24 hours.
TK, the Rabbitohs keep saying 24 to 48 hours. And that was... Yeah. 24, 48 hours ago. So that's actually now.
I know, that's what they want.
That's what they want. Yeah, I spoke to the NRL yesterday off the record and they said, look, we've got concerns that we can get it done professionally and methodically in time for this week. The problem being is if South progress, we go into grand final week, does it hang over Sam and the club and the game going into the GF? It's the last thing the game wants. But if they rush it through, they'll then get accused, the NRL, of trying to push things through without doing their due diligence.
Right. But we get a lot of text messages from people and they say, well, why is it that Mitchell Pearce was dealt with straight away and this South Sydney case hasn't been? No one's been.
Well, I think the problem here, Loz, and I don't know quite how they're going to complete a full investigation when they can't find the lady involved. She's overseas. I'm hearing she's in South Africa.
I thought they spoke to her on the weekend.
Now, I was told they hadn't spoken to her. So if they hadn't
I saw Blake Solly quoted as saying he's had contact with the girl.
Well, certainly the NRL haven't spoken to her.
Yeah.
And Karen Murphy is in the NRL Integrity Unit, and she is on that South Sydney panel that is investigating.
Yep.
And so
the other report is that she's not willing to speak to the National Rugby League regarding it. So, yeah, it's a... I don't think they're going to get the swift solution they actually want. 13-53-53 is that open line number. The Roosters, no Napa, no Latrell Mitchell. They are the red-hot favourites against those Rabbitohs. That's going to be the Saturday game. It's the final game at Allianz as well. Hot dogs, $2, I see in the Telegraph this morning.
Yeah, one of my biggest stories today.
You've been busy chasing stuff then, dude.
Well, I like my hot dogs, Laurie, you know
it's
that.
It's a positive one for the fans.
Exactly.
Don't know what.
42,000 is the crowd they're expecting. That will fill the joint. At the moment, it's 53% South, 47 Roosters, which is about on cue. But look, it's going to be a great night. I was thinking the other day, the great three moments I could have at Allianz, if I look back in time, the three tries I came up with was Steve Jackson in 89, Darren Albert in 87, and probably Mark Coyne in 94.
Three good tries.
Three great tries that will always...
You know, it was there last Friday night. It's still a good ground to watch footy at. I mean, I know it's going to be better. $750 million better. But I know the facilities are pretty worn. It's 30 years of age, but it's still a good ground to watch footy at.
If they couldn't transfer a little bit across to Brookvale, they'd cop that, wouldn't they? A 30-year-old ground.
Brookie. What's happening at Manly, by the way?
As of yesterday, guys, I was told that John Cartwright was favourite, but now the Maguire factor has come in. There's a lot of support from within influential figures at Manly for Madge. And if you're a betting man right now, guys, I'd say they'd be equal favourites. I guess the question is, though, can they legally approach anyone officially until Trent Barrett is paid out or gone?
Hmm.
If Barrett is still technically coach, which he is...
What's the latest there, then?
Well, they're still just trying to work through a resolution for a potential payout.
Won't go forward, though, will it, or not? Can you see the scenario of Trent staying at Manly and being
absolutely
the coach there? Oh, right.
If he doesn't... In technical terms, Laurie, not staying there to coach the team next year, but he will be back there in the first week of November if he hasn't got his payout. Because he knows if he doesn't show up, that's a breach of contract.
Right.
So it could get to the absurd stage where the coach who isn't wanted, the coach who has resigned, turns up in week one for training. Scott Penn's overseas at the moment. That'll probably put a little delay on it again. But I'm just curious as to know whether they can legally approach another coach while the original coach is still actually in the chair as such. So Another club, another complication.
What a game this is going to be tomorrow night. Melbourne, $1.36 at tab.com.au. Love him or hate him, Will Chambers is back there. It's a big in. So too Nelson Asafa Solomona, the huge giant of a man. And then Cronulla Sharkies, Paul Gallen, 50-50 Bulldog, and Josh Dugan probably coming back on that right-hand side.
Yeah, Gale had that cortisone on the weekend, TK, and he thought by Tuesday or Wednesday he would be training again. He hasn't trained, as far as I know, as of today. Game day is tomorrow. A brave man would rule Paul Gallen out. My gut instinct is that he will still play, although certainly the mail around town is that he won't. Yeah. But I'm not going to rule him out.
It'd be bad for Gale not to play. He'd be desperate to play.
Yeah, it would have to be bad for him not to play.
Yeah. It'd have to be really bad.
It's a shoulder too. You can needle it up. It's not like it's an ankle or a knee where you just can't play. Yeah.
Well, we'll know more today because they've got their captain's run. So hopefully, fingers crossed for Shark supporters, he's able to take the field. We'll go to the open line, Bulldog, because Gary would like to ask you a question. Good morning, Gary.
Hello, boys. Just a couple of quick ones. Before I go to Ivan Cleary, how good the final's been? It's been unbelievable football. And just on this weekend, I'm tipping the Bunnies to beat the Roosters. And with Melbourne, I reckon both games are even money. The Melbourne game, the problem I got with Melbourne is, over 80 minutes, why in the world didn't they stick with a halfback earlier in the season? That might come to bite them late in this game.
Brodie Croft you're talking about. He was the anointed one, then he sort of fell out of favour a bit with Craig.
That's funny. But just on Ivan Cleary, on the football, with Ivan Cleary, how in the world can you go back to a joint where you got sacked for being honest? It doesn't make sense to me. I can't see him going back there. I really can't. I think he'd be a principal man and say, I'm not going back. But everyone's saying he's going back, but I don't see it. He got sacked for being honest at the press conference when they said, have you got any answers? He said, no, I haven't got any answers. But he was referring to, at the moment, doesn't mean I won't have answers.
Gary, you say a principal man. I agree with you. But would you be a principal man if they doubled your pay packet?
I reckon he's a good coach. I reckon he can get a
No, I'm saying, would you go to a place that sacked you if they doubled your pay packet?
No.
You wouldn't?
I'll tell you the reason why.
Well, you got rocks in your head.
Me neither, Gaz.
Yeah, of course not, okay.
I'd be rock solid, Gary.
I'll answer it.
Yep.
I'll answer it this way. I'm a punter, and if I'm worried about money, I wouldn't be gambling, first and foremost.
Yeah, that's good.
That's number one. And number two, he can get a job. Long term, he's going to have money. He'll be paying his bills. He'll have a joint to live in.
Yeah.
I don't see it that way.
I'm a bit like you, Gary. I don't know whether I could go back. I don't think I could if the joint sacked me. I don't think I would go back.
Circumstances would have to change, and Gus would still be there, the bloke who punted you.
That's an issue, mate.
It is
an issue.
Well,
how's their relationship?
Well, it's not great from what I'm hearing.
Right.
But it could be worked through. But, yeah.
You never know, though. That's the thing, you never know. What about Isaac Luke? Now, is he going to stick with the Warriors, or is Brownie chasing him up in
Newcastle?
He's
only been offered a one-year deal, hasn't he, at the Warriors, whereas Brownie's offered him a couple
Correct.
Of seasons.
Yeah, so Isaac Luke looks like he will go to the Knights. He'd be a good buy.
They've got Slade Griffin there, haven't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
He's got a bad knee injury.
He's been in good form, Isaac Luke. I'm surprised that no one else has snapped him up until this point. Here we are in September. But Isaac Luke, I think you'll find, he will. He got fit this year, TK.
Yeah.
He'll end up at the Knights. It'd be a good buy for them.
Yeah. Well, it's not a bad spine. You've got Isaac Luke, Mitchell Pearce, and Kalen Ponga.
Correct.
They're starting to put a good team together. Of course, Tim Glasby's going there. Jesse Ramien is another one going there. So Newcastle.
He's doing a good job, Brownie. He's just rebuilding that team.
You know the thing about Newcastle, which I like?
Hold on. You can't keep rapping Brownie, right, who I love, by the way, and then bagging Ivan Cleary for the West Tigers.
It's different circumstances. You talk top eight. We're talking rebuilding.
We're talking rebuilding.
Hold on. The West Tigers had the worst roster you've seen to start the season.
What do you mean the worst roster you've seen?
Mate, everyone tipped Newcastle will finish ahead of the West Tigers.
No.
Absolutely.
Mate, they were coming off two wooden spoons.
Oh,
they
please.
Had Kalen Ponga, who not a lot of people had heard
of. They signed the New South Wales halfback in Mitchell Pearce and the best young talent in the game in Kalen Ponga.
Yeah, who played four or five first-grade games.
Hold on, he was a favourite for the Dally M two weeks ago.
The West Tigers signed two international front rowers, a State of Origin 5'8".
I'm just telling you.
Who recruited better?
I'm just trying to be honest.
Who recruited better?
Recruited?
Yeah.
Throughout the year?
At the start of the year.
Newcastle still got a better roster than West Tigers.
Yeah, now they have. And Brownie's done well to put it together.
He's done
because
extremely well.
They will improve again next
but
year.
But you can't go pulling the tail of Ivan Cleary.
I'm not pulling
right?
anyone's
and
tail.
Then
all I'm
rapping
saying,
Brownie.
All I'm saying is Nathan
He's
was coming off
a
poor
rebuilding.
Base. He was coming off two wooden spoons. The club was left in a diabolical situation when Wayne Bennett left. So he had to fix up the
Don't
problem.
Take
he
me
had
wrong.
To fix up the mess.
He's
he
doing
did
it.
That. And now he's improved
I
that
love
team
the
out of sight.
Mason Lido, another one. The another
right.
warrior.
Successful season or not?
100% successful.
It can't be. You just said if you don't make the eight, it's a
Bulldog
fail.
Bulldog said that. I didn't.
Well, I agree, Bulldog. If you don't make the eight, it's a fail.
Just before I go, guys, Jackson Hastings went to England on what he thought was a short-term deal. Now it looks like he will stay long-term, either at Salford or there's apparently some interest from Wigan. So he's playing some good football over there, Jackson Hastings. I think we all hope he comes back, a better person. But if he can get a gig with Wigan, his career will skyrocket. Good on him.
Yeah. Oh, look, he's obviously left Manly. There was some discussion about whether people liked him or not down at that club. But he's made the move, and hopefully it'll work out for him over there in England.
Thank you, Bulldog.
I've caused a blue between you two. My job here is done.
What about we're going to the country, right? We're going to Scone.
He
said,
this.
I hope the, they've got a once-in-a-generation drought. He said, I hope the rain stops.
While I'm driving.
There for the country, folk, boys. As long as he's got his windscreen wiper.
Don't forget.
Don't you fall into his trap.
Don't forget where you came from.
I heard you say it.
Are you a mate of mine?
I'm an acquaintance.
He's got to tell
Don't
the truth.
Don't fall into his trap.
Just tell the truth, you won't get into trouble. Just like Gus,
exactly.
7:30.